Up next on American Restoration.
One of my regular customers just showed up.
We thought we'd bring you another treasure.
And it's an air brake tester.
That looks like somebody's mine at the treasure, huh? Well, let's see what we got.
It's a B&M tractor. It was my dad's.
Wow.
It's some assembly required. My dad passed away in 2002, so just to see it again, it's going to choke me up.
We're missing a few parts. So Tyler and I got to hit the road. Oh, crap. Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. One of my regular customers who runs a railroad museum just showed up. I wonder what he's got for me to look at today. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, Rick. Yourself?
Good to see you, Joan.
Hey, good to see you.
You
good.
Too. You
well,
too.
We thought we'd bring you another treasure.
That looks like somebody's mine that's a treasure, huh?
Came to Rick's today to have our air brake tester restored. And it's an original piece of equipment that we'd like to put back in service.
This is part of our collection, and it's an air brake tester. George Westinghouse came up with the air brake system. It was quite the inventor.
I wish he was still alive so I could sort of ask him a few questions before I started.
Well, this is definitely the first time I've ever seen one of these, but I have heard of Westinghouse before. Aside from being a pioneer of the electrical industry, he was also a huge inventor. So this thing actually isn't a braking system for the trains. It actually tested the brakes on the train.
Exactly. The railroad was built to haul the copper ore, which is very heavy.
Right.
And they'd come downhill, so it's always a good thing to have brakes when you're going downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially on something heavy, huh?
Yeah, something heavy. Exactly.
Bottom line, if the brakes on a train weren't holding enough fare pressure, they wouldn't be able to stop the wheels, and you'd have a runaway train. So the tester made sure there weren't any leaks.
They would hook this to the back of the train. This is where the air hose would go to. And then this is the same valve that the engineer has up in the cab. And they would pull it, release some of the air from the train line, and then that should set up the brakes on the train.
What year do you think this one is?
Probably about 1910, 1915.
These old cast iron machines can be pretty intimidating. Mark knows how it worked, but getting it actually operational could be another story.
Making it work, I'm gonna have to figure out what's inside here. It's got a lot of little valves on it.
Yes, that's what we have up there. We have lots of puzzles. And some of these parts are still available, so give us a call and we can go out to the air brake building for air brake parts.
I mean, as far as restoring it, I'm probably looking at about 8 hours to tear it down.
Sure.
And then as long as stuff comes off in the sandblasting, it's probably about an eight again on that. Assembly could be between 10 and 20 hours.
Okay.
So if you add all that up, I'm probably looking around to be on the safe side right around $5,000.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we're good to go with the price?
We're good to go with the price.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Let's go inside and do some paperwork.
Okay. Once this is restored, we'll actually use it for its intended purposes, doing the job it was designed to do 90 years ago.
You think let's take this whole top unit off?
Whatever.
We just got this air brake bleeder in the shop. Now Cowboy and I are going to tear it apart.
I can tell you this ain't gonna be no fun. Why don't we loosen these up and let's see if we can't drop this tank off of there. Sweet molasses.
That's the strength in this arm, buddy.
One hell of a wheel.
I got it.
Braley!
I Hey, Rick.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
Good. How you been? Good seeing you.
Good, good, brother, good.
I've done a couple of jobs for my buddy Mike in the past. Most recently, I restored a NASA space helmet for him, so I can't wait to see what he has for me today.
This is it, made in one piece.
All right, well, let's see what we got.
Yeah.
Wow.
I came down to Rick's today to get my 1954 Bantam yard tractor restored.
All right, Mike, so what the hell did you bring me this time?
Pieces and parts of everything that I had for this thing. It's a Bantam tractor. It was my dad's. He bought it right off the showroom floor in 1954.
Wow.
Well, as you can see, it's some assembly required.
Well, I saw it by the front. It is a Bantam. Bantam tractors have been around since the 1940s and were sort of the inspiration for every ride-on tractor you see today. This thing is way cool. There was a lot of guys that didn't want to mow their lawns by hand. And this thing was actually capable of mowing like 2 acres in an hour.
We had an acre of grass, so Dad Dad would be out there Saturday morning. Here's me and the old man.
Wow.
My dad passed away in 2002, so, but I want my girls to get, you know, the same experience. I want them to drive around the backyard.
Right.
It's like a little tie to their grandpa.
I really need to get this tractor picture perfect. It's so much more than a restoration for Mike. It's about reconnecting with his father that passed away and passing on that legacy to his own kids. All right, so how are you seeing this totally restored, Mike?
I want it to look exactly like it did when my dad saw it for the first time on that showroom floor.
Okay.
I want it to be that bright Bantam orange, all the decals.
All right, and you want to use this as a tractor?
Just as a tractor. I don't think I'm going to cut grass with it. I'll let the kids ride it, you know?
Okay.
So what's this going to cost me? Am I going to have to sell the farm or what?
So we got a teardown, which isn't much, because it looks like it's already in pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably have 4 or 5 hours in sandblasting. The motor needs to come apart, which you're probably going to have about 4 hours in that. Send it to the body shop, do the body work on it. Probably have 8 hours on all these parts right here. Next thing after that, we'll end up assembling it. I'll have between 8 and 10 hours putting it together. When people bring their stuff in to get restored, I'm used to there being missing parts. But I've never got something that's already separated into a million pieces. This is looking about, we're looking between $600 and $6,500.
Oh, boy. All right, Rick, I'm getting a little plowed under here.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, when stuff comes in a million pieces like that, next thing you know, we're putting it together and we're missing this one intricate part. Oh, my God. So I have to leave myself a little cushion. I will not overcharge you, but the way I'm sitting and my estimate is right at that, you know, between $600 and $6,500.
All right, Rick, you're the guy to do it. I only trust you with something like this. I mean, this means a lot to me. Let's do it, brother.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. Let's go inside and take care of some paperwork.
I can't wait to get this tractor back. I can't guarantee I'm not gonna, you know, break down and cry when I see this thing because I had so many good memories just to see it again. You know, it's gonna choke me up.
The other day we got a really cool air brake tester from Mark, who runs a train museum in Ely, Nevada. Kyle and Cowboy tore this thing down and determined that we're missing a few parts. So now, Tyler and I gotta hit the road to see if we can find the parts from Mark's place. Oh, crap.
I guess you should fix that.
Yep, and we don't have a spare. Woo!
So what are we gonna do then?
Well, let's just hope this place has the radial tire here. I mean, this gas station must have something. Oh, man.
That whole tread came off.
Let's go see if this gas station's got a tire.
All right. Should have taken my truck.
Oh, come on.
What are you doing?
We just got in this tractor from a customer. It's pretty much broken down, which is awesome.
Start going through all this, see what we got.
Somebody's already had this thing apart.
Honestly, I really don't like stuff coming in that's already tore down. A lot of people think it saves time, but in the end, it ends up taking more time because we have to spend hours figuring out how to put it back together.
We're gonna pull the hood off. We gotta pull the seat off, the seat bracket. Ain't nothing else coming off it, huh?
Nope, it's pretty much got it gutted.
You Oscar?
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, well, we're in deep doo-doo right at the moment.
Oh, okay.
You got something that's close to that?
After blowing a tire on our way to Ely, we're running behind schedule. And if this guy doesn't have a tire that works on my truck, we're never gonna make it to Mark's museum.
Well, I got this one. It's almost the same size. See that?
Yeah. Looks good.
Luckily, we were able to get a spare tire that should get us to Ely and back. I just hope that Mark has the parts for the air brake. Otherwise, we wasted a lot of time and a tire.
Do you know where you're going?
Yeah, I know exactly where we're going.
Shouldn't you have brought a map or something of some sort?
There's only one road there, you know? All roads lead to this place. They do.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
Good. Tyler?
How's it going?
Great.
This place is awesome.
Oh, yeah. It is really neat. So what brings you up to East Ely?
Well, we're needing a few parts.
Needing parts? Well, you came to the right place. We have to go to the air brake building.
All right. Okay. Hit us off.
Right this way.
This is so much snow. I didn't wear the shoes for this.
Don't be a wuss.
This is the air brake shop.
Oh, this is cool.
This is where they did the testing for the air brakes. You probably recognize this from
the other.
Yeah, the other. System. Because this is a mountain railroad. Coming downhill, air brakes were incredibly important, especially with the heavy trains. So you get more than 4 pounds a minute
in leakage,
you got real problems.
You're going downhill fast.
Yes, exactly.
This is the parts room. They have the parts still in the bins. This was used for maintaining all of the air brakes on the train. And right here, these are the gaskets that you're going to need for the test rack.
Yeah.
This room is awesome. All these parts would have been impossible to find elsewhere. I wish I had a setup like this for every job I did.
While Rick's on the road, Brettley and I are doing the body work on this Bantam tractor. It's got a bunch of dents in it that we have to bang out, and we have to grind out these really rough welds.
Phil, my sparks are bigger than yours.
Yeah. You get to sand it, too.
It's gonna be a long day.
Oh, man.
Tyler and I just got back from Ely, and now we have some work to catch up on.
All right, Ty, go take those parts to Cowboy and get them to prep and polish them as soon as possible.
Okay.
I'm gonna go paint the tractor.
All right.
I'm gonna stick with the original Bantam body color, which was bright orange. But for the engine parts, I'm gonna add a little flair and paint it with some custom gold paint so it really pops. When I get this thing back together, it's gonna be the best looking tractor on the whole block.
You lift up the tank a little bit.
Earlier, Tyler and I drove out to Ely to get the parts for the air brake tester.
Let's get it on there.
Now, Cowboy and Kyle are gonna put it together.
So the tank's gonna slide back into this valve right here.
Oh, that's gonna be a booger bearing.
There it is.
This project was definitely a challenge, but I really enjoyed getting to work on it. It's not every day that we get to restore something with such historical significance, and who doesn't love trains?
We came down to Rick's Restoration today to pick up the Nevada Northern Railway's 1920s air brake truck.
We're really excited to see it.
Rick, are you around?
Oh! Hope this thing has brakes, man. Yeah. So what do you think?
Oh, Rick, it's amazing. Oh, this is just fabulous.
Look at that.
Rick did an amazing job on the restoration.
Oh, it's terrific. It's just terrific. I think it's awesome.
When it came apart, I mean, literally every single piece of this pipe and tubing and valves, everything had to be disassembled and reworked inside,
sure.
Cleaned up, make sure all the valves work, make sure all the diaphragms are good. I mean, it's pretty wild how many valves really are on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got bypasses,
Yeah, this is a double valve.
Yes.
Here. I mean, there's valves everywhere on this thing. And then I'm assuming this is the main one, the thing to get it going.
That is the main one. That's what the engineer would use to set them up and release them. Now that Rick has restored the air brake tester, I want to take it back to Ely, set up a train, pump it up, and then actually find out how this works, because none of us have operated this. So we're going to have to figure it out, and it'll be kind of cool.
As far as everything we got going on here, I mean, we hit the budget right on.
Cool. Well, Rick, you really blew us away. This is just great.
Awesome.
Thank you ever
so
much.
Joan, you make sure he comes back to me with everything he has.
You got it.
Okay, let's go in the office and take care of some paperwork.
All righty. Rick did an amazing job, and it's going to be quite the addition to our collection up at the museum.
Okay, Kyle. Let's drop this bad boy and see how it looks. This Bantam tractor has been going really well. When he brought it in, it was a mess of loose pieces. And now, it's something his father would have been really proud of. Jeff and I just finished reassembling all the engine parts. Now Kyle and I are going to start putting everything else back together.
Good here.
It sort of clashes with that, don't it?
Yeah.
I'm always taking chances in my restorations. I really try to make these items stand out.
That's terrible.
So let's just take it apart, shoot it black, stick her back in. So now I've created more work for myself, and now I gotta paint it back to black.
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Too steep.
What you guys doing?
Trying to figure out the steering, man. It doesn't steer with a crap.
You know, Big Mike's been getting on this thing, it ain't gonna turn
it's
at all.
It's not gonna turn.
I thought it was gonna be smooth sailing after that painting fiasco, but now I got a tractor with a broken steering mechanism.
See, this bottom one was a new gear. You can see how bad it's getting chewed up just from 2-3 days.
Yeah, the pitch should be entirely different to catch the whole gear. I mean, all they're literally doing is just hitting the, what, eighth of an inch?
If that.
The gears for the steering are not lining up properly, so this thing will not turn at all. Big Mike's gonna be arriving any minute. If we can't get this thing fixed, he's not gonna be happy when he gets here.
I really hope my dad talked to Big Mike about the problems with his tractor, because I do not want to be the one to have to break the bad news to him.
Tyler!
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, brother?
You're here for the Bantam, right?
I'm here for the bucket of bolts, man.
My dad didn't call you? I mean, they said
no.
They were having some real problems.
Are you kidding me?
No,
that's... You're freaking me out, man.
All right, I'll go check. Just stay here.
This Bantam tractor was my dad's tractor. It's got a lot of sentimental value because everybody I know has something that reminds them of their dad. And for me, it's this tractor. I'm nervous and excited, but if it ain't ready, I mean, I'm gonna be really disappointed in Rick.
Hey guys, Mike's here.
That's like showroom new.
It's cool, huh? It's great.
That is showroom new.
I barely made it, though. Came out nice. So, yeah, check it out.
It reminds me of my dad, man.
Yeah, good.
It really does. I mean, thanks.
You bet.
Thanks.
You bet.
When that thing came around the corner, I was... The sound of it, the smell of it, just takes me back to being 6 years old, dude.
Wow. Moments like this really make all the hard work worthwhile. We didn't just restore a tractor for Mike, we brought back a connection with his dad. And it's just an amazing feeling to be part of that.
This was my dad's pride and joy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought it would look like that. I know my dad somewhere, he's looking down on me, just smiling, going, that's my tractor.
We've got these just in case.
I did. Oh, wow. So how did you do this?
It was pretty nasty, but the crew is phenomenal at the jigsaw puzzle.
Wow. I can't believe it. I mean, I never thought you'd get it back together. You don't just pull them parts out of your butt.
Yeah. Speaking of your butt.
Is that the original seat?
That's the original seat. We reinforced it on the bottom because this is just sheet metal here. So we put a 1/4-inch plate all in
all
here.
In
and if it held you and your dad at one point, it should have no problem now.
Good, but he's got some spring to it.
Yeah.
on the original stickers.
And we put every decal that used to be on the original motor. I mean, from the air cleaner and how to clean it to how to use the piece, period.
I mean, it looks just like what the old man would have seen in the showroom.
Right.
The paint, the engine, all the little details, oh, man, just blew me away. Yeah. I'm at a loss for words, and I'm not usually a guy at a loss for words, you know?
Well, here's the keys.
I like it. I can't even begin to put a price on this thing. I mean, I don't care what it costs, but, you know, if it went over budget, this is going to turn into a noose with my wife real quick. Where we at, buddy?
Well, it's like, what did you, 6,000 to 65?
Yeah, you're scaring me. Come on, man, let's get at this. Come on, Rick, spit it out. Where we at, buddy? Am I sleeping in my car? What's going on?
No, you're not sleeping in your car. We made budget.
We did it! Yeah! Come on! Yeah!
You're probably the happiest customer I've ever had.
Oh, you don't know. Now that this thing is like brand new, I can't wait to just get it back in our yard, just drive it around and show off my pride and joy, and people are just gonna lose it when they see this thing because it's so nice.
Kid in the candy store.
Oh,
and there he goes.
Ride it all the way home.
We may not see him again.